Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course. And we can't wait to see you there. All right, welcome. Another episode of Scrum is Hard and Disruptive with Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. Todd, I think we'll jump right into it. A team consists of people under pressure to do their best. Conflict is natural, and the team needs to know how to deal with the conflict and have resources to draw on when needed.
You know, this may be unpopular, but I've done some of my best work in my career when I was under an immense amount of pressure, just to be honest with you. Now, it was good pressure. I was given a goal and said, go, do it, accomplish this goal. And I think about that quite a bit. I think that the constraints with a sprint goal and then above that, a product goal that you have in Scrum do create a little bit of this pressure. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves here, Ryan. We're professionals in an office environment. There's going to be pressure, no matter what we go on around, no matter what fun retrospective you might do, or any of this other nonsense that's out there. Having a job and getting paid money by an employer does put you under pressure. And when well constructed, when given a goal, when given a customer outcome oriented goal from that sprint goal level and then multiple sprint goals to achieve a product goal, that pressure really does help people do their best. I know for me, I can tell a million stories about times where I was put under pressure, and that just helped me create this immense amount of focus, right? Just that little bit of pressure. And so I do think that pressure does help people to do their best, so long as that pressure is a healthy kind of pressure.
Yeah. And that's where I think things get interesting, because it can really fall into this this area of conflict. And conflict is natural. I know there are people out there that are very conflict averse. I know, Todd, you and I will tend to lean into conflict and not really shy away from it. It's actually healthy and it can be natural. But there's levels to it, right? And this is something that we teach in the PSM2 course that we'll show real quick. There's different levels to it, right? If you're focused on a problem to solve, it's great. Like, this level of conflict is wonderful. We have different ideas. We want those ideas to battle it out. We want different possibilities to emerge. But if we start moving into disagreement and the heels start digging in, or it becomes a contest where someone has to win or lose, or it's a crusade where we're rallying others to our cause, or world war where we're just out to destroy the other person, the problem we're trying to solve doesn't even matter anymore. That's where, you know, Speed Lees came up with these levels of team conflict. That's where we get in trouble. And so I think this is where a great scrum master, a great product owner, a great developer, whoever it is on a team, can step in and say, are we still talking about the problem, or are Todd and Ryan now having a fight?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I think that's where the maturity comes into play too, where anyone on the team is capable of stepping up and saying, hold on a minute, that felt a little ad hominem. that was a little personal. Can we, but the problem is really over here. Can we get back to this problem space and you two go to lunch and make up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Is one of us trying to win or are we trying to solve the problem? Right. Because there's a really stark difference between the two. Are we trying, or is one of us trying to win or are we trying to solve the problem? And I think conflict is good. It's natural. I mean, it shouldn't be the yelling, let's try to rip each other's throats out kind of conflicts. And I think that's where the under pressure thing that I was mentioning before, some of this can come from organizations that are trying to move away from things that they've done in the past, where maybe performance reviews are dependent upon this and people start to take their own interests and rather than the team's, and that conflict can turn unhealthy very quickly.
Yeah. And I think it's just up to everybody. This is where commitment as a scrum value, I think, really shines. Like this is, you know, it's a commitment to bring our best selves forward. It's a commitment to the team. It's commitment to having positive, natural conflict and not fights. Mm-hmm. Right. The second we move up those levels, we move away from the problem to solve into disagreement. I think we've moved out of the conflict space completely. And now it's just a fight.
Yeah.
And we don't go to work to fight. And I actually had a boss tell me that once. He's like, man, you just want to be right about everything. I think smart people fall into that trap a lot. Mm-hmm. You want to be right. You want to be right at all costs. The two things that you guys are arguing about, that you're fighting about, either one could be decent. You know, just pick one and move forward. Like, you don't come to work to fight. You come to work to solve problems. And that really stuck with me early in my career. And I think a lot of people, that lesson's important, you know. Todd, I mean, I'm sure you've been in situations where the desire to be right outweighed any other consideration.
Yeah. And you just get stubborn on it. Right. And you have to like reset yourself to being objective about what the right thing to do is as a professional in an office environment. And, you know, the flip side of that is we just all agree on everything because we shouldn't. Right.
Which is horrible.
Yeah. If we're all just agreeing, then we're not achieving the appropriate solutions. There is a balance here. Like you said, you shouldn't come to work to fight and you shouldn't just come to work to be agreeable about everything. There's a balance, as you said, good professionals understand and get to this balance, as good scrum master can help, good product ownership can help, good management can help, right?
And if you're unsure where you're at, call a timeout. Yeah. Say, all right, everybody, are we still talking about problems or is this drifting to a fight?
Yeah.
And people will usually just look around and go, let's grab a coffee and sort it out. You know, instead, this is so critical, but this is also the fuel that makes self-managing teams move forward, right? This is a propulsion. This is the time pressure, the conflict. These are all creative enablers if we allow them to be. Cool. All right. Be sure to like and subscribe. Hit that bell. You don't want to miss the last episode in this series coming up. Check us out on the socials. We're on X, formerly known as Twitter, and LinkedIn. Some videos are going to pop up. We think these videos are great. It's our free Scrum 101 and EBM 101 courses. Check them out. Get certified. Implement the stuff. Do what they say and conquer the world. Actually, no, that would be a fight. Just go forward and do good things. we hope you enjoyed this. Leave your questions and comments below. We'll get to them as soon as we can. Your comments and ideas help fuel the channel, so we really appreciate it. For Todd, I'm Ryan. Go forward, continue doing great Scrum things, and we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening and Scrum on!